Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good afternoon and good morning. I want to thank you for being here live with me, and I want to thank you for listening later in the archives. There's been a lot going on between the planets and the eclipses and the media and the COVID-19 virus, and there is still causing, it is still creating a lot of fear. During these times, with these major eclipses that we're having, the way the planets are lined up, and you can check that out yourself, is self-sabotage. You know, we sabotage ourselves, allow fear to control us, and we're not allowing ourselves to have the freedom to be our true selves. And those out there in the world who choose to be an influence of the negative source, well, then they have forgotten who they are. So anyway, I would like to take this time to offer a meditation to release self-sabotage's influences on Gene of Divine Healing, also known as Gene Selch. I am a master divine miracle healer of the divine realm. And if you want your water charged, please get your water ready if you don't have it yet. If you would like to participate, please close your eyes. Place your feet on the floor and rest your hands comfortably. As you are breathing gently, know that you are breathing in 100% pure divine light. And as you exhale, you are releasing and releasing with divine light. And through love, light, and forgiveness, forgiving yourself for allowing yourself to self-sabotage or for letting outside influences take you out of your sacred space. Go inside your head, please, and if you choose, with your sovereign free will, make a statement now that you're choosing to release all self-sabotages from outside influences that prevent you from being your true self. Everybody's root core is love and light. We all have different experiences in this lifetime because of what we have chosen to learn and to grow into and evolve. We are all divine beings, and that's why it's really important to detach and remember that people need to go through their own experiences. We can enlighten them. We can give them awakening information, helpful advice, with the detachment of knowing that they have the free will to choose what is best for them. And I hope that each and every human being allows that. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your feet chakras. With each gentle breath, as you breathe in and exhale, allow all resistances to release. Allow with each breath this divine energy to energize your feet to move forward for your highest good with the freedom to be your true self on this sacred land of Mother Earth. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your root chakra. With each gentle breath as you release, breathe in and exhale your self-forgiveness and forgiveness of others. Allowing yourself to fully embrace your divine true self. And know you can release these resistances. Excellent shifting there. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your sacral. With each gentle breath, releasing all resistances, all sabotages, allowing your true self to emerge in your sacral. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your navel. Through the umbilical cord, through your family bloodline, releasing all those two and three dimensional programmings and sabotages. Allowing your true light, your true self, to shine and rise with the freedom to be your true self. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your solar plexus. Not another day will you allow yourself to self-sabotage your true self. Not another day will you allow outside forces or people to program you to sabotage you. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into the solar plexus, letting it go with each breath. Excellent. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your heart chakra. With each gentle breath, as you release all these illusions and sabotages, allow your threefold flame heart. Allow your soul's creative passion to rise and shine with each breath. Breathe in divine light. Exhale divine light into your heart. Excellent shifting there. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your throat chakra. Let's also include any burdens that you might be carrying from these sabotages or influences that are not for your highest good. And with each breath, let the ones that you spoke or thought release from your vocal cords, voice box, and larynx. Let those burdens just flow off your shoulders. Allow your throat chakra to adjust to the quantum frequency love vibration so you speak and think of love when it comes to yourself and all. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the center of your head, your pituitary and pineal chakra, the god elixir in the center. The right and left side of your brain, your cellular memory. Let all illusions and deceptions release. With each gentle breath, let divine truth ignite and connect you stronger with your higher self, your guardian angels, your master teachers, the creators and angels. And celestial divine beings and grandmothers. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into the center of your head. Allowing all illusions and deceptions to release. Allowing divine truth, 100% divine truth, to come in. Excellent shifting there. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your crown chakra. With each gentle breath, allow your crown, as you are releasing these sabotages and outside influences, allow your crown chakra to open wider and wider to receive more divine 100% pure light, love, and truth, connecting you more strongly with your higher self and your divine guardian angel, the supreme creator of all love and light. Let's breathe in this divine light and connect with the elemental of earth within us, our bodies. Connecting with the elemental of earth, our bodies. Connecting now with the elemental of air, our breath. Connecting now with the elemental of water, the water in ourselves and around ourselves. Connecting now with the element of fire, our physical heart. Connecting now with the fifth element, love, your sacred heart, your threefold flame. Breathing in divine light, allowing all five elements to come into universal harmony and balance for your highest good. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the first layer of your aura, closest to your skin, with each gentle breath, allowing all to release and allowing divine light and love to replace. As you breathe, you expand and ripple out to the second layer, releasing and receiving love, light, truth, divine 100% truth. As you continue to breathe and expand to the third layer of your auric field, releasing with each breath, allowing divine light, love, and truth to fill and radiate. Each breath expanding now to the fourth layer of your auric field, divine love and light pulsating, vibrating your truth. With each breath expanding now to the fifth layer of your auric field, as all is releasing, allowing divine truth, divine peace, light, and love to fill. As you breathe in divine light, let it ripple out to the sixth layer of your auric field. With each gentle breath, releasing and receiving 100% pure divine light, love, truth. As you continue to breathe and expand to the seventh layer of your auric field, releasing and receiving 100% divine truth, love, light, peace. Breathing in divine light, exhale divine light. As you continue to please breathe in divine light and connect with your heart chakra, please. Today is a celebration in some religions of John the Baptist. And it was John the Baptist that first came to me to ask me to be a vessel, to make holy healing water for people to drink, and to bless people with. And I also want to address and connect Mama Coochie Blue Lotus Flower How amazing the lotus flower is, right? Comes up through all the murky, murky mud, thrives and pushes its way up through the water, and out emerges this magnificent creation. For those of you who've gotten your water ready, I'm going to place my hands over your water now. And with the assistance, of course, with beloved John the Baptist, and of course, Mama Coochie, lotus flower, so beautiful. I'm placing my hands over your water now. And this water will be charged for what you need for your highest good between you and Supreme Creator of all love and light. And your water is ready to drink. We have so many opportunities right now. We have the opportunity to release all our resistances. We have the opportunities to open our hearts and advance higher if that's what we choose. I can tell you that personally for myself, the more that I have let my heart open to myself and to all, which my heart was always open, but when I was really paying attention to it, I'm really grateful for it. Because even though some people choose lifetimes of cruelty or deception, we need to also remember that that was what they chose to experience in this lifetime, with the hopes of waking up. I have one sibling, and he passed away today of a heart attack. And I just found out an hour and a half before I had to come live here. And it's been very interesting for me because I've had very mixed feelings about it. I don't think I will cry, but you never know. But I did forgive my brother many years ago. My brother emotionally, mentally, and sexually abused me, and I forgave him so that I could have peace. So in his transition today, I hope that he goes into the healing temples, and I hope he really takes a look at his life that he chose. Because there was many opportunities, even that I gave him, to see the light and to open his heart. God bless his soul and have mercy on him. Anyway, on a lighter note, if you go to my website, geneofdivinehealing.com, there are two new videos on the first page, and one is I'm dressed as the Holy Woman, and the second one, I'm dressed as the Sacred Medicine Woman, and that is to give everybody more of a feel of what I do, what I offer, and I thought a video would be a nice way to do it, because then you could see that I'm coming from true authenticity, because I believe, at least I've always believed, even in my darkest moments, I believe that if we are doing things out of love for the highest good, and I mean good things, then it's a good thing, right? That's what I think. What the world needs now is more love and more understanding and compassion and support. Right now, the world is divided, especially the United States. And we all know, or some of us know, that it was divided intentionally. But we who are awakened are coming together stronger in unity, in awareness, and in love. Oh, there's no call-ins today. That would have been exciting, huh? It would have been nice to get some feedback. Anyway, check me out on YouTube, and I do have a new one up, and I will be doing a new one either today or tomorrow. I'll see how things are going here for me. And I want to thank you for joining me. I'm going to end this show a little early today, and I'm sure you can all respectfully understand, and I thank you for that. I am, as per request of John the Baptist and Mama Coochie Blue Lotus Flower, I am offering a divine water cleansing, blessing, anointing for $33. And that's the price that I was told to give. And this is going on for 24 hours. And it ends tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. But that means that anyone who contacts me and we set up an appointment after that day is still going to get that special offer. And so don't worry about it, as long as you contact me within the 24-hour period. I also want to encourage you, to, when you go to my website, to check out my water testimonies and healing testimonies. Those are real testimonies from people, and I'm so grateful for them. I also want to suggest, take a look at my channeled paintings. They're amazing, and I've gotten amazing testimonials on those. And they are also available for wallpaper on your HD cell phone for meditating and advancing and awakening more to your true divine self. So I want to thank you for being here. God bless you. Namaste. Aloha. And aho. And remember, not another day will you allow yourself to not be your true self. This is the moment you fully step into your power and surrender with joyful bliss, universal harmony. See you next week.